So today's a pretty special day, not only because it's Wednesday and because it's raining and it's winter and I've been out and about, but because I'm actually here with Dan Weber, a young gentleman who is into coffee. So of course, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has to go where coffee is. And he's invited me in to his backyard where there is a new word for me, a labin. So what is a labin? A labin is a cabin that's also a lab, am I right?
That's correct.
Okay, so Dan is heavily into coffee. He's got a master's in sustainable
development
yeah. Which took him to Africa.
Yeah.
And to where else?
So Africa, parts of Asia, Vietnam and Peru.
Okay.
A mix of, started off in with cocoa in West Africa, did a lot of work with coffee in East Africa, and also in as I said, sort of Indonesia, Vietnam, and then over Peru and South America as well.
And can I say you were suddenly bitten by the coffee bug and then decided to set up on your own?
Exactly that, yeah. I was bitten by the coffee bug essentially as soon as I got into the industry about 5 years ago, and I've always sort of dreamt about setting up my own thing.
Okay, so we're in the labin. Tell us what the labin is.
The labin is a multifunctional space. It's basically a coffee cave. I call it, as you said, a labin is a laboratory cabin where everything in here, we talk about coffee, we do experiences, we look at the origin side, the production, right up to export of green coffee. We also roast coffee from here and supply the local area with our roasted beans, or we grind it for people as well, and we do tastings. We invite guests around to sort of cup coffees, and yeah, we just do talk coffee.
Yeah, I mean, I've just actually experienced the 3 hour plus session yeah. in the labin. So in the background, you will hear the water steamer, the boiler steaming away that we use for, the filter coffee that Dan's offered, that he roasted himself. But also we did an amazing cupping session as well. There was another lady here who joined in, and that's another thing I just want to mention. So Airbnb experience, a new yeah. thing. Tell us a little bit about the Airbnb experience that
yeah.
you offer here.
So Airbnb launched a new part of their business, which is the experiences, where you can basically host an experience if you're an expert or you're interested in something in a local area. And so people book on people like coffee lovers, coffee, everyone's passionate about coffee comes, books on a labin tour that we call it. And then, as I said, we go through the entire process, and we like to sort of refer to it as from Kenya to Kingston,
because okay.
we start off in Kenya with yeah. With our partner who's an agronomist on the ground who talks about the production and the processing of green coffee right through to export, and then our guests in the labin will be able to roast this coffee using our roaster, and then we'll go through and do some tastings and look at the flavor profiles,
mm-hmm.
And then the guests will take some coffee away with them.
Exactly.
Well.
I mean, yeah. I think it was a sensational experience for Alex. She's just left. But Chimney Fire Coffee. How do you come up with that name?
So whilst on the ground, having the kind of coffee experience in the field, I made contact with a few kind of farmers out there. And whilst when I came back to the UK, sort of 3 years ago, we were looking at kind of got a farmer to send me some coffee. At the time, didn't have anything to roast it on apart from a wood burner used to heat the house. So so we sort of put the beans in the wood burner, and let's just say they just burnt and completely let off like full kind of, I don't know, just a full like smoke explosion out of the chimney and in the, and it just sort of it sort of born from there a little bit. We've had a couple of experiences with mild chimney fires from other sort of things, making lighting fire and stuff as well. So it adds a nice sort of touch with the heat side of it.
Uh-huh. It's interesting, yeah. I will say you've honed your skills quite nicely, because I've had 3.5 hours in the labin, and we did roast, but it hasn't gone up in flames. The other interesting thing, which is kind of a twist to how you offer your coffee and sell your coffee, is specifically to your roaster. So there's a certain temperature that you want a roaster to reach, that you kind of target a temperature target for the beans to roast at, and that's how you sell your coffee. So we've got 187 87, we've got 189, we've got 188.
Yeah.
So talk us through that, because I think the 188 is the Peruvian? No, I can't remember.
Yeah, that's correct.
The 188 is the Peruvian.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a novel way of putting things.
Exactly. So we, you know, after coming up with the name, it's the kind of temperature is kind of a good kind of link with the chimney fire and the kind of the heat that that sort of generates in someone's mind with the chimney fire and the sort of the whole roasting process. So what we did is we adapted our roast profiles for each coffee so that a unique roasting to top roasting temperature, peak roasting temperature would be would be established. So we adjusted the sort of the roast time to establish these, and yeah, it gives a pretty cool way of identifying the coffees, mm-hmm. and you know, then you get sort of consistent batches as well for mm-hmm, each coffee mm-hmm, type.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because I've never come across that. I think it's very unique and very much like a. Yeah, uniqueness about chimney fire coffee. So where do you want to take chimney fire coffee? We've gone on a few minutes to just chat about that, maybe.
The reason why I got into it and the reason and what I sort of foresee chimney fire, where I foresee it going, is a lot on the sort of sustainability, the direct trade angle. So what's important to me, having done a master's in sustainable development and then working in traceability of coffee and cocoa sourcing. Is ensuring that every kind of at one point every bag and every coffee that we sort of source, we're directly working with producers and farmers on the ground. And as I said, I'm working currently with an agronomist who has a farm, so we're looking at sourcing directly from mm-hmm. him, and then also working with him as kind of a training and kind of education for other farmers in the area.
So that's in Kenya, right?
That's in Kenya. Yeah, exactly. That's in Kenya. So that's where it's going to sort of start on that side,
mm-hmm.
And then looking at kind of region by region and developing the direct trade kind of arm of the business, as it were. So starting off with Kenya, Tanzania, looking at Cameroon and Uganda. Cameroon's a new region, but got a couple of kind of contacts out there, and then mm-hmm. looking at sort of Peru. And then possibly even looking at some West African coffee, which mm-hmm. it's normally known, it's, you know, famously known for cocoa, mm-hmm. places like Ghana and Nigeria, mm-hmm. but there's a small growing quantity of coffee producers there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, as I say, if I use this hone on the skills of the agronomist that we're working with in Kenya and kind of see if there's a way that we can, mm-hmm. you know, take that learnings from there and move it to West Africa and, mm-hmm. and see if there's an opportunity to develop, mm-hmm. cultivate some good coffee there mm-hmm. as well. So that's the side of the business we're focusing on. And then, as I said, we're just looking to upscale into, we'll always have the lab in, will always be our kind of flagship kind of little area for coffee experiences, but kind of upscale to in the next few months, moving into a slightly larger premises, bigger roaster, and yeah, just selling locally, selling online, selling locally, mm-hmm. and always trying to integrate this kind of experience side of it in coffee,
mm-hmm.
which is really important for us.
Great. Well, I mean, I've had a taster, and your company is not very old. It's a few months old, right?
Yeah.
And I can really see it already now, kind of going from strength to strength, I'm sure, through your passion and generally helping, you know, in the country of origin, which is amazing, and the traceability and everything. So thank you for my lab and experience. Now I would highly recommend that you go on Airbnb Experience, is it called, and just check out Chimney Fire Coffee.
It's called the Labin Coffee Tour.
The Labin Coffee Tour. I can highly recommend it. Go and check it out, and you'll meet Dan, a very charming young man in the flesh and roasting away. So stay tuned to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, as per usual, bringing you interesting things in the coffee world.